A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But on the 12th floor of the Acme building, one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
It was late September, and St. Paul was luxuriating in summer weather. So crime was up, or what passes for crime in Minnesota. People bumping into each other, not saying I'm sorry, that sort of thing. People honking their horns in anger. People using hate speech and saying things like, what a brown nose. And Trump is such an idiot. It was the end of the baseball season, and we were watching the Twins fade away, and our hopes for the playoffs, which hadn't been that high anyway, because we're from here and we know better. Kind of like the woman who came to see me on Tuesday in the office.
Oh, I just came to say I love you, Jack. I just can't let you go. I want you back. I'm crazy in love. Don't you know that?
What? Me?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not Jack.
No.
Sorry. Bye.
Oh. Bye. Hey, don't rush away. I went to the window to see if I could spot her walking down the street, and I caught a glimpse of my reflection. And I looked so bedraggled, I went down to Earl's barbershop in the basement there.
Hilarious, long time no see there. Oh, hi, Guy. How you doing then?
How was I doing when? What?
You doing okay then?
What period of time are we talking about here, Earl?
Okay, then. So what can I do for you there?
Little trim, Earl. Not too short, okay?
Okay, then.
All right.
Just take a second here. We'll get out.
And the moment he went bulldozing around up my neck with the clippers, I started to feel real haircutter regret. When you go for a haircut, you should put yourself in the hands of a Stephanie or a Louisa, an Amelia, but not an Earl. He was rampaging around there like he was trying to wipe out a colony of head lice. And when he was all done and he held up a mirror, I didn't dare look. I closed my eyes.
Yeah, so how's that then?
But that there, you mean?
Yeah, that okay then? Or?
Well, it was okay then, and now I'm not so sure.
Okay, I mean, then. All right, bye now.
Bye now. Right. Went upstairs to the brouhaha where Sharon, the barista, was there behind the counter with her new espresso machine.
Okay. So what can I get for you, Guy? I got a special on cranberry latte.
Cranberry latte? Oh, please. Yeah. Please, don't even talk about that.
What? I
want a cup of black coffee from a percolator, okay?
Oh, wait. No latte?
No, just coffee pot with a little basket in it, you know, and no sugar, no cream, no syrup. Yeah,
okay.
Coffee.
One campfire coffee coming up. Just have a seat over there in the corner.
All right, I will. Well, it's nice she didn't say anything about my hair. I'm going to have to go out and buy a hat now, buy a new fedora. Old one got ruined in the rain. Like to go up to the office and take a nap, but I gotta finish this crossword first. Gee, this Saturday crossword, it just gets harder and harder and harder. I mean, used to have the knack for it, and I just don't seem to be able to do it anymore.
Disculpa me. Hello, do you mind if I sit down
No,
here?
No, make yourself at home there. Sure.
Gracias. Oh, thank you.
Waiter here, by the way, or water, but there's no waiter. So if you want a cup of coffee, you got to go up to the counter.
Yes, I did that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So you must be a regular here.
Yeah,
right?
I've got an office up on there.
I see.
12th floor
there.
So you live in the neighborhood, or?
No, I'm from Buenos Aires, but I'm living in Rome now.
Oh, I see. You a businessman, or?
Not really, but in management.
Oh, I see.
See.
Must be interesting work. Yeah. You manage a factory?
Well, I hope not.
Oh.
No, I manage a big organization.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
What? Uh-oh.
Where have I been? Wow, it's you.
No, okay, don't
it's you.
Don't say it, okay? I'm here alone.
The Pope? Oh, God.
Please. No kissing the ring and no bowing.
Okay. Right.
None of the holiness stuff, please.
All right, Francis.
Oh, no, Francis. No, let me be Frank.
Okay. All right, Frank.
Frank.
Just
See.
Kind of a surprise to see you in St. Paul.
I just had to get away, you know, all those big crowds, too much going on. I needed a break. How is the cappuccino here, by the way?
It's expensive and it's powdered. It's not that good.
So I noticed that, so I just got a plain cup of coffee.
Aren't they looking for you out east? I mean...
See, I texted them. Told them I'd be back in a few hours.
But you're in Philadelphia today, right? Look, there you are. You're up there on that TV screen.
No, that's Father Giovanni.
That's not you?
No, he looks more like me than I do. And he enjoys it, all that waving and bowing. So we take turns.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is that your crossword puzzle?
It is, yes, right.
Number 34 across is faith.
Mm-hmm. 34 across?
Si.
Oh, si. Mustard seed.
Si.
Oh, yeah, okay, faith. How about 31 down, Hindu holy writing?
Oh, Upanishad.
Upanishad, you sure?
I'm the Pope.
Oh, sure. Of course. I drove him to the airport to catch the 2:30 to LaGuardia. He was carrying a knapsack. He was on standby.
I'll get on. I know I will.
Okay, I hope so. You're not worried traveling alone? Yeah?
I do it all the time.
Really? Really?
Take off the Pope's suit, and I'm just Frank. I like being Frank.
Okay.
See.
So what's your message to the world, Frank?
It's very simple. Huh? No fear, no meanness, no envy, and praise God for his goodness.
That's it, huh?
No fear, no meanness, no envy, and pray for each other.
All right. I'll try to do that.
Gracias. Adios, mister.
Yep.
Ciao.
A dark night in a city that keeps its secrets, where one guy is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
Tim Russell, Sue Scott, Mr. Fred Newman.